listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is the week of Thanksgiving. It is also a week that we celebrate our Church of the Week, Peace Lutheran Church in St. Louis, Missouri. We are so thankful for their partnership here with KFUO. We'll talk with Pastor Ferguson in just a moment. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, the Reverend Dr. John Ferguson, Senior Pastor, Peace Lutheran Church, St. Louis, Missouri, our KFUO Church of the Week. Pastor Ferguson, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you. Very glad to be here.
We get to hear your church every weekend on Saturday afternoons. We get to hear from Peace Lutheran Church proclaiming the good news of Jesus every week for us, and we're thankful for that. And we have some special opportunities coming up in just a little, well, in a few weeks as well, some special services we're going to hear about as well. And then also some Sunday mornings throughout the year. Peace is a part of the Sunday morning broadcast as well. Tell us about Peace's place, Peace Lutheran Church's place in the St. Louis community. How is Peace a part of the, well, the Lime area?
Sure. So, you know, South County is its own unique area, like so many other areas of St. Louis. We've been there. We're coming up on our 80th anniversary. So we're about to celebrate that this next fall. So we are leading into that. So we've been a mainstay in the community for generations now. And so we've tried to become a part of the different aspects of that community in terms of supporting the culture around us and supporting the people who live there. As the generations have gone on, the neighborhoods have seen a lot of change. And so our goal has been to continue to be that local church for the local people, in addition to being one that, since we're on the interstate, is accessible for other people as well. So in order to do that, though, we have to keep reassessing the community around us, and to have been a big part of that community for all these decades has really helped us make those connections, though, and preserve those connections in the community in which we find ourselves.
How long have you been at Peace?
I have been there for 18 years. So that was actually my call out of the seminary.
Oh, wow.
As associate pastor, and then I became the senior pastor in 2020 during COVID.
It was a fine time.
I'm sure you have stories about that.
Yeah, that's maybe not the, in some ways, not the ideal time for transition, but in other ways, it was helpful. We also brought on then our new associate pastor. Well, he's not new anymore, but at that time as well. So he and I both, I don't know if you guys have talked about that, but in 2020, since they had virtual graduation from the seminary, someone had donated stoles for those guys that said class of 2020 on it, so that they had a green stole that commemorated that, to just kind of give them a pat on the head. So I finished my PhD that year too. So we actually have matching stoles.
Oh, nice.
That we got to, because we got to virtually walk. So it was a weird time for transition, but it went really well in the end, because we were able to step away and then kind of piecemeal stuff back together. So our church never missed a week during COVID. We were out in the parking lot with a local transceiver.
And still on KFUO too.
Yeah, still on KFUO as well. We just have brilliant IT guys that volunteer their time. And our director of music, Burnell, has always been on top of all those kinds of things as well, to make sure that we never missed a beat. And so bringing a guy on in the midst of that, helping him learn what it was to minister in a situation like that, and then learn how to do it normal as we started getting back to normalcy. How do you actually do this, and what does it normally look like? So it's been a good adventure the last 4 years.
Yeah. So you're situated in South County, Lime. What is the invitation to neighbors surrounding you during this Advent Christmas season?
That we are here, obviously, with Advent coming on, to celebrate God's promises, that the reality of God's promise manifest in Jesus as we head toward Christmas is really, during Advent, less us looking forward to baby Jesus again, and more about the idea that we recognize that God's true to his promises, and that he promises he cares for his people in these days, and then promises that he's going to return. And so we relish that through the lens of Christmas. And so we try to, in the different events that we have and promote in the community, centering on our congregation, we try to help them hear that message and own that message as we interact with them as a community.
And that is expressed in a number of invitations, obviously Sunday morning services, but you have a number of special things going on during Advent and Christmas season at Peace. Let's start with Thanksgiving. You have Thanksgiving services coming up very soon, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We have two. We have Thanksgiving service on Wednesday nights, well, that Wednesday at 7, and then the next morning on Thanksgiving Day at 9:30 a.m. So we have both just to make sure that, you know, anyone that feels like, well, I got a lot of work to do to make that Thanksgiving dinner could still go Wednesday night and receive God's gifts as well.
Very good. So Thanksgiving Eve and Thanksgiving Day services.
Right.
And then right after Thanksgiving, a very special event happens that goes on for the month of December. It takes place outside, though, for about a month. The tree lot, right?
Yeah.
At peace.
Yeah. So I think this is our 57th year doing the tree lot.
Wow. That's amazing.
So more and more we have people bringing in their kids, their grandkids, and they're saying, hey, I used to go with my dad and now I'm bringing my grandson, you know, to pick out a tree. So there are fewer and fewer tree lots around. So being able to have this, the heritage to the community and the connection to their Christmas memories is a nice anchor to remind them that we're there and their remembrance that, you know, Christ is there in the midst of them during this time. Yeah. So, and then our men's club runs it. And then they use that money to, they don't use it for their own stuff. They use it to support missions. They use it to support KFUO. They use it to support some of the, again, the missionaries that we support as a church, our schools, Lutheran South, Green Park, and then a number of other things within the community itself. So, they always do the work in order to serve. And so it's great on both ends, the just being a kind of a landmark institution of the season, but also then how they turn that around and really try to give it back to the community.
And we will be there on Friday to get our tree. That's where we go.
Oh, great.
We have become day after Thanksgiving tree people. So we will come get our tree.
Yeah, wow,
Friday.
They go fast.
They do.
They really do. So.
Yeah, you're right. It is a lot harder to find a live tree lot here. So I'm glad this one is still around. And our tree last year lasted like a long time. I won't tell you how long it was. What are the details for the tree lot? When does it actually run?
It starts, I believe, I might get in trouble on this.
November 29th.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Yeah, so it starts the 29th and then it goes until the trees are sold.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Tell us about Advent services, because that's also right around the corner.
Yeah, so our Advent services are a little funky because we start Advent really with our Boar's Head Festival. Mm-hmm. And so in starting with the Boar's Head, we have our pageant festival there that kind of heralds the entrance into Advent. And that involves all the generations of our congregation. It's something like 300 people from our congregation are all in this serving. Both a German medieval pageant, as well as the story of Christmas, the nativity story. So, you know, we always invite people to come out and see that. Tickets are free. You can go online, call the office, and you can pick up tickets that are from the shows that still have tickets available.
Yeah. It's the key.
Yeah. It's always a little bit of a challenge after a while. We do have wait lists, but you know, I think we still have tickets available for most of the performances. So we start with that, and then we have our normal weekend services, but we have our Wednesday evening Advent services as well. And those are always preceded by a meal, so folks can come out, and it's a free will offering for that, and then come and receive God's gifts at the midweek services as well. Our theme this year is the names of Jesus, so folks can come and hear that. So we have guest speakers usually for those, guest preachers for those Wednesday midweek services. And then the third one is our children's Christmas service. So folks can come into that too if they would like.
So Boar's Head Festival, Advent services, special children's Christmas program as well, all that taking place in December, and some music concert as well, correct?
Yeah. So our director of music, who's well known in the religious musical community, especially of St. Louis. He has over the time put together a great Christmas concert. And so he continues to pull in people to it. So this year we have Christine Brewer, who's a world-known soprano, actually, coming in to headline the different carols that we'll be singing during that time. So it's a combination of orchestra, of her singing some solos, but also then just for the congregation to sing along to really have a community Christmas time together. So it's become a tradition for our congregation as well to gather and just sing hymns and just relish our great heritage in Advent and Christmas hymns. Yeah, so we have that. We even have our German Christmas service, which is, I think, the 13th. Anyway, well, while we're verifying that date, Dr. Cole from the seminary comes out and preaches in the German. Our pastor emeritus, our retired pastor, Pastor Dennis, does the liturgy, since they're both fluent in German. My German's a little rusty, so I'm glad he's still able to do that. And so we invite the German cultural, we do it in partnership with the German Cultural Society. Mm-hmm. So they come out and they sing some carols as well. So we have a really lovely cultural moment there that you just see less and less in terms of our heritage here in St. Louis. And so we're excited to still be able to have that for our community.
That is Sunday, December 15th at 2:30 p.m. 2:30 p.m. on Sunday, December 15th is the German Christmas service.
Yes. We'll link to your website too. So these are a lot of dates we're throwing out there right now. And so we've got so many things happening, but of course, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day services, what's happening for those?
Right. So once we get through all of that, right, we actually get to Christmas, and our Christmas Eve services are
all day.
Just go hang out at church.
Starting at noon.
It'll be fine.
So I think I want to say it's noon, 3 and 5. And then we have our candlelight service at
11:15.
Yeah. We moved it to make sure it goes to midnight. So that one you can vigil into Christmas if you would like. And then we have our Christmas Day service also that Christmas morning at 9:30. So folks can come to that as well. Just put a sleeping bag in the back of your car.
Yep.
Go to the vigil and then come back in for Christmas. But we, our church just loves, they love Christmas and they love Advent and we love the season. And it's become such a big part of our heritage to really jump into it. But it really gives us a chance to set perspective on the new year. As Advent starts the new church year, and then goes into Christmas, right? And then the Christmas season goes into the new calendar year. It allows us to really help shape the focus of our congregation inwardly in terms of community through the Boar's Head and the other things that we come together to do. It helps us to remind ourselves of why we are a community, that we are centered in Christ and his promises and what he's done and what he's going to do for us. And then through all the giving that happens around that time, as we work with our local food bank, Feed My People, and the one at Jefferson Barracks as well. And the other things we do in the community at the time to help those in need, it allows us to remember also then how to reflect God's love into the world around us. And that sets a great precedent then as we hit the new year and people are trying to make their New Year's resolutions and that kind of thing. And thinking about the year ahead, that they have that mindset walking into it that helps shape their perspective. So it's super busy. And we're running constantly throughout the month of December. But when we hit January, it enables us to have that right perspective. And so we give thanks to God for our community of peace and their love for the community around us in that South County Lima area.
A busy month, but it's all filled with God's word. And
yes.
Looking at all those services and opportunities. You can find them at peacelutheranstl.org. You can find all the upcoming events and services there. Learn more about what's going on at Peace Lutheran Church this month. Pastor, thank you so much for spending this time with us. Thanks for being our KFUO Church of the Week as well.
It's a pleasure. Always happy to be in partnership with KFUO.
Our guest today, the Reverend Dr. John Ferguson, Senior Pastor, Peace Lutheran Church, St. Louis, Missouri, our KFUO Church of the Week. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.